Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's reflect on the sad passing of Ronnie Moran, aged 83 years old, former Liverpool captain and coach. He made 379 appearances for Liverpool between 52 and 66, but he was the club's longest-serving employee when he retired in 1999, filled in twice as caretaker manager, and of course an instrumental part of the boot room as well. Let's talk with a man who knew him very well, Ian Callaghan. Morning, Callie.
Good morning, Steve.
Very, very sad news. We knew he wasn't well.
Very sad news. I know he's not been well, but, you know, I've only just sort of got to know this morning, yeah. You know, Ronnie was, God, an icon at Liverpool. He was there 49 years, I think. Player, coach. So, yeah, absolutely, you know, outstanding personality at Liverpool.
Where was his biggest influence?
Well, I mean, I remember Ronnie as a player, you know, he had a tremendous left foot. My God, you know, he was so strong and what have you. But I think that, you know, the influence he had when he came on the coaching staff was huge, you know. He used to keep the lads going. You know, he had this enthusiasm. You know, he would talk to any player, I would imagine, who you know, was there when Ronnie was a coach. You know, he was a hard man. My God, you know, and he'd tell you if you were out of order or what have you. And but so likable. God, so likable.
I've heard these tales of him being such a tough taskmaster.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, what, one who didn't sort of give out praise easily.
Well, he didn't. And, you know, but the, you know quite well, you know, he's such a great personality and sometimes, you know, I mean, players needed to be told, and Ronnie was the first one to tell them. Yeah, he was. Yeah.
I mean, in what sort of manner? Were players frightened of Ronnie Moran?
They weren't frightened of him, but, you know, I mean, I think they respected him. You know, he was a player there for a long time. He was then he became on the coaching staff and a huge member of the coaching staff, really. You know, Bill Shankly and then Bob Paisley, Joe Fagan. Reuben Bennett was there, yeah. So, you know, all these sort of people. But he was very much a part of the, you know, the setup at Liverpool. And, yeah, I mean, you know, he'd be sadly missed. I know he's not been well, but he'd be sadly missed. He really will. You know, around Anfield, because he still, even after he finished, you know, at Liverpool, he still went down. He trained, I think, a couple of mornings a week. You know, so he was always been a part of Liverpool, things going on, dinners and what have you. He was a sort of a good member of the former Players Association. So, you know, he was just a great character, Ronnie. Great character.
Callie, you've got memories of the boot room. And, of course, he was instrumental in it. If you'd walked into the boot room, which was a little larger than a cupboard, was he in there? Or, you know,
Steve, if you didn't walk into the boot room, you had to be invited. Even I was coming to the end of my career. I wasn't playing, you know, sort of regular at Liverpool. You had to be invited into the boot room, yes.
What was his role within it, do you think?
Well, I think, you know, after training, you know, and after the lads had, you know, they treated the injuries and what have you, they used to go in, probably Bob and Joe and Ronnie, Reuben. And, you know, I mean, it was a boot room, but, you know, they discuss the training that day, the training the next day. You know, it was iconic part of Liverpool, and you know that was, you know, part of the club's sort of success. You know that these people sort of discussed, you know, and said, well, you know, some days they'd sort of say, well, we're not training tomorrow. The lads look a bit tired. We go to, you know, the saunas, the steam baths. Up Picton Road, I think it was, yeah. So, you know, some of these guys, you know, well, all these guys were ahead of the time. And, you know, fantastic part of Liverpool. And Ronnie was certainly a fantastic part of Liverpool.
Well, if you think of those who are keenly involved, those servants, Shankly, Paisley, Fagan, you know, Ronnie and Roy. I mean, sadly, we've lost a couple of those guys already, but he was part of such an institution.
Oh, very much so, you know. I mean, you know, they still have a photograph at Anfield of the boot room, you know, and the lads in the boot room, when I say the lads, the men in the boot room, you know, Joe and the Shanks is not on it, but sort of Ronnie's there, even Tom Saunders, who was very much a part of, you know, the staff at Liverpool, and obviously Bob. So, you know, I mean, it's just so sad, you know, it really was. I know Ronnie's not been very well for some time, but, you know, I mean, he's just brought a book out, hasn't he, Steve?
That's right, yeah. A couple of weeks ago, his son wrote it.
Yeah, Paul, so I look forward to reading it, yeah.
Yeah, some brilliant memories in there. If you talk about loyalty to a football club, you know, 44 honours and the time he served there, simply incredible.
49 years, I think. Pity he didn't make the 50, but, you know, I mean, somebody to be associated with a football club for 49 years, you know, and his enthusiasm at the end was just as much, you know, when he was playing and when he was first went on the coaching staff. So it showed you what a great character he was.
Do you remember meeting him for the first time, Callie?
I think I did. I'm not too sure, Steve. Did I make my debut with him? I think I did in 1960. I think Ronnie was playing left back and Johnny Molyneux was right back. So, yeah, you know, I mean, I was in the dressing room with Ronnie. You know, and he was hard, you know. He was a hard taxmaster, but, you know, he's always very fair, very friendly, just a nice man. Yeah, and I'm sure his family will miss him unbelievable, his wife Joyce, yeah.
Callie, thanks for your thoughts this morning.
Oh, fine, Steve, yeah. Sad day.
Speaks to Ian Callaghan there, of course, the club's record appearance maker, reflecting on Ronnie Moran.
This is Radio City Talk.